Good evening, everyone, and thank you for inviting me to your music society. My name is Dr. Aris Thorne, and tonight I'll be taking you on a journey through the fascinating evolution of the violin. When we trace the history of this beautiful instrument, many assume the violin evolved directly from the guitar, or perhaps the lute. But actually, its most direct ancestor was a medieval instrument known as the fiddle. This early version was quite different from what we see in orchestras today, but it laid the fundamental groundwork for the entire string family. As the instrument evolved, the materials used to construct it went through significant changes. In terms of what they were strung with, you might expect they used wire or even silk, as was common in Asia. Instead, early European makers relied on animal gut for the strings. This material provided a warm, rich tone, although it was notoriously difficult to keep in tune during damp weather. Looking at the violin's design, people often think the curves are purely for visual appeal or perhaps acoustic resonance. In reality, the distinctive cutouts on the sides were created to give the player's bow clearance to move freely. Without those deep inward curves, the musician would constantly hit the wooden body when trying to play the outer strings.
During the 16th and 17th centuries, the craft reached its peak in Cremona, Italy. Some historians argue that the wood's density was the key factor in their quality, while others point to the climate of the era. However, recent studies suggest that the chemicals used to treat the wood gave those antique instruments their unique voice. These treatments originally protected the wood from worms, but accidentally created an acoustic masterpiece.
Much has also been said about the famous varnish applied to these masterpieces. People love to romanticize that it contained crushed jewels or exotic oils, but it was essentially just a mixture of local tree resin and oil. This simple recipe protected the instrument and allowed the wood to vibrate naturally.
As we moved into the 19th century, music transitioned from small chambers to massive concert halls. To be heard over a full orchestra, the violin needed more tension. Makers didn't change the body size, nor did they alter the bridge much. What they actually modified was the neck angle, tilting it back to increase the volume and projection of the instrument. With the music becoming far more complex, players had to shift their hands rapidly up and down the fingerboard. You might imagine they simply practiced more or used a different grip to hold the instrument secure. In fact, the invention of the chin rest in the 1820s was what truly allowed virtuosos to perform such dazzling pieces without dropping the instrument.
Entering the 20th century, materials evolved once again. Traditionalists still preferred the old strings, and some experimented with nylon. Nevertheless, steel became the standard choice for most players because it stayed in tune much better under modern stage lighting and heavy touring conditions.
Then came the electric violin. Early models were heavily criticized for looking like toys or sounding like synthesizers. Yet modern versions have gained immense respect, primarily because they completely eliminate the problem of feedback when played on a loud stage alongside drums and electric guitars.
It's been an absolute pleasure sharing this journey with you. Next week, the Society won't be meeting here in the lecture hall, and we aren't having a film screening either. Instead, we've organised a visit to a local workshop where you can see a luthier in action, carving a violin from scratch. Thank you for your time, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.